The 90s hit, the 2000s hit. I never experienced any of this, so I thought, I am going to, before I die, I got a list of stuff I want to do. I want to go to a rave. So I flew all the way to Amsterdam.
Oh, wow.
Over the weekend.
For an international rave. How is Scandinavia?
That's a
joke.
Netherlands.
Yeah, huh? Netherlands.
I was the oldest guy there.
That does not surprise me. You're probably the only guy over there 40.
I can tell you something. I was digging it. Of course, I was in an altered state.
Like, yeah, you were. Well, that's the point of a rave, right?
Oh, my God. But then I'm in it. I danced for 11 hours.
Oh, my God.
I was the only one there with earplugs.
Yeah.
A big orange.
And a wheelchair.
They had a wheelchair waiting for me. Yeah. And I was going, digging it. I mean, I'm like into my sixth hour of this nonsense. It was outside, too. They had like 6-7 different stages. So you could go to the house party one. It was a little more, you know, low key. But then you go to the big one, which is the fancy one. That's where all the young people were. That were all super high and everybody was dancing. So I'm digging on it. And then they bring out, like, the DJs only do like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But they always act like everybody knows who the DJ is. So it'll be like this. Like, and they're all Dutch, but they speak English because English is cool. So it's like this. Give it up now for England! This guy comes out like, I do this because this is what I want to do. I only work on Saturdays and Sundays because I don't need to work like the rest of you. Those of you that have two jobs, why? Because you want to get material things because you think your life is so great. Your life sucks! Your life sucks! Get your hands in the air! And at that point, I'm like, oh, yeah? I'm not putting my hands in the air. Because if you have an hands in the air, did you have any? And they drop an F-bombs. Then I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Oh, because this is all you do on Saturdays and Sundays? But my life sucks because I've got two jobs. I felt like, even though I was like about 500 feet away, I was like, I think he's talking to me. I said, I think he's talking to me. Yeah, put your heavy hands in the air! And I'm like, what does he do? Like, he's up there, he acts like he's switching songs around. Yes, what's he doing?
You're way too aggressive for a rave.
No, I was perfectly fine until all of a sudden, no, that guy came out. Ignat came out and started screaming at us, getting our effing hands in the air. Like, come on. And every song was like, yeah. God, jump, go, jump!
And?
Well, I mean, it's hard messing up my mellow. So I said, let's go to some other place with the person not yelling at me about having two jobs.
Okay, so wait a minute, though. Now, is it just that the Netherlands are so far behind the times that raves have just now made it from the 90s to the Netherlands?
Still digging them over there.
So are we talking about 100 people or hundreds
of
people, or 1,000
people? 25,000 people.
No, really? It's like Woodstock.
That was nuts. And then so at one point, you go to this sort of more mellow place.
Yeah.
So I'm dancing, I'm doing my thing, and I got my eyes closed. Well, my friends leave me. And the next thing I know, I open my eyes. I'm surrounded by like 15 gay guys. They're all kind of dancing with me. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to like judge, but it's like, okay, I'm going to head over to my gang. I'll see you, you fellas. Don't dance with your eyes closed. Come on, everyone. Get your hands in the air.
So 3 hours later, you made your way out of there, right?
We there from, Tom, from 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 12 o'clock.
Wow.
Crazy.
So what do you eat? What do you use for nutrients while you're spending all that energy?
You don't eat anything.
You don't, huh?